that time of the show where we head out and check on a county agent. So I thought, well, let's check on the furthest north and east corner of North Dakota where they have not seen a whole lot of snow lately, but it was down below zero up in Pembina this morning. Pembina County Extension is Samantha Lahman. Hello, Samantha.
Hey.
And it got cold there this morning.
Yeah, I guess we just have to assume that this is going to be the new normal for a while, but I'm not a fan of single digits in April.
No, this is, and as I mentioned earlier, if we go down below zero tomorrow morning, that would tie a record set way back in 1881 for the last time we had a sub-zero on the morning of April 4th.
Oh, I don't think we need to beat that record. I'd be okay with that.
Let's see if we can avoid that, but regardless, gee. Yeah, so how are you doing for snow cover up there in around Pembina?
We are almost completely out of snow. There's a lot of brown around, so the sooner we can warm up and things stop blowing, the better. We definitely like to keep our topsoil.
For sure, but the lack of a flood forecast this year should have your farmers in better spirits?
Oh, of course. They're already starting to call asking when they think they'll be able to get in.
And your answer to that question is?
Go home. Just stay home and not think about it for a while yet.
Yes. Because I know other people are asking me, what do you think? And I said, well, let's see. Easter was early, but Memorial Day is going to be on time. So, it's easily, if we stay below normal, if we don't get rid of the snow for another couple of weeks down here, then it's just, we can't warm these soil temperatures up. We can't thaw the ground out. So it's going to be a late spring. That's all there is to it.
Yep. So the sooner we accept it, we can just enjoy our last few days of not being quite so busy.
All righty. Take a deep breath and just don't fret about it, because those are like a lot of things in farming, those are the things we can't control.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So I understand you got a meeting coming up next week.
We do. We're doing a Pembina County Annual Soil Health Day, and it's a partnership of NDSU Extension, NRCS, and our Pembina County Soil Conservation District. And that's going to be held on April 12th over at the Mountain Community Center from 10 to 3, and registration's $10. And, of course, it's going to include a really good homemade lunch. So what's not to like about that?
Oh, my goodness. Homemade lunch in Iceland territory. That'll be good. All right. And soil health is really caught on. I mean, it's just everybody's kind of wanting to improve the quality or the health of their soil. Huh?
Yeah, and it is. I mean, when we think about things that we can change, changing varieties, adapting genetics, the one thing we really can't change is we only get the land we've got once. So taking utmost care of it, making sure we're using the proper amendments, we're not mistreating that soil, all goes towards making sure we stay profitable and keeping our yields up.
Right on. All righty. So, again, that is April 12th, it is?
12th.
Okay.
Yep.
A week from Thursday. Mountain, North Dakota. All righty. Super. So when guys are calling you asking when they can get in the field, are they kind of giving a hint at what they're going to plant this year?
Still up in the air a little bit. We're definitely getting a little bit more variety than I guess I'm used to seeing here the last 5 years up in Pembina. A few more guys asking about things like canola, sunflowers, just some of those that we don't always see a ton of. Got a couple calls on flax this year, so a couple calls on millet. We got a whole variety going on.
Man, alive. Boy, getting some flax planted, that's good. But millet, boy, don't see hear that crop grown very often.
No, not a whole lot. And I know we've had a couple of fields in the past, and it may be one of those things that just need a break from soybeans, corn, or potatoes that year. So looking for something else.
For sure. And I know it is a cool season crop, but we got to get it warmer than it is today, even if we're going to grow a cool
yeah.
season crop, for sure.
Not quite that cool.
Yeah. Anything else to report from the northeast corner of North Dakota?
Not a whole lot. Just hoping for warmer weather.
All right. Well, we're with you there. Samantha Lahman, NDSU Extension, Pembina County. Thanks for the work you do, and we'll see you in Mountain April 12th.
Sounds good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye now.